Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is a celebration. The Panthers back-to-back Stanley Cups. Speaking of celebrations, it is underway at the Elbow Room in Fort Lauderdale. I just saw some Panther players. Marcos is out there. Marcos out there running around, and he just sent me a video of some Panther players dumping beer all over a bunch of fans. I might make my way down there, man. That looks like a lot of fun.
Get you a beer shower.
Get me a little beer shower
you,
out there.
You just want a picture with the Stanley Cup. I know you.
I do want a picture with the Stanley Cup. Very much so. You know me too well, Omar.
They never brought it to Bo Camper's last parade?
I didn't get a chance to see it last time it was here. I'm hoping maybe they sneak it into the station or something. Maybe it gets a little visit over here. But
you always want everything just brought to you.
I do want it brought to me. I will go to it if it lets me know.
If they present the opportunity,
yeah.
Yes.
They're like call and they're like, hey, it's going to be here. It's at the Elbow Room right now. Barkov is pouring beers down everyone's throats.
I think you should do it.
And it's just a cool scene over there, man. And this is one of those days where it's like, all right, you want to work from home? Okay. Work from home. Call in sick. Whatever you need to do today.
Your day is done in like 45 minutes, so you have no excuse.
Yeah, this is pretty awesome here as the Panthers have cemented themselves as a dynasty here in South Florida history. No, this is league-wide.
I think they need one more to be a dynasty in hockey.
No,
they
got it, man.
You think
three straight cup trips to the Stanley Cup final?
Only two, though. Only two victories.
Very impressive.
Not to say that only two is bad.
201 but. Says here, if you didn't win the Stanley Cup, you can't touch the Stanley Cup when you get a picture taken with it. I know.
Wait. Really?
So there's a thing in hockey. You can't touch the cup because it'll jinx you from ever winning it.
Okay.
I have no plans on ever winning the cup myself, so I will touch it. Like, I don't plan on joining a hockey team at any point. I'm certainly not tough enough to play through what Matthew Tkachuk did.
No, you're not. I don't think most players.
I tweak an ankle and I'm done. I'm done for a month. But Matthew Tkachuk played through a torn
abductor.
And a sports hernia.
Sports hernia. They're kind of connected, but yes, it's
whatever it is.
It sounds very
like
gross. He won't be having sex for a little minute.
I don't know about that. He was partying pretty hard. It looked like last night.
Yeah,
they can
soldier through some things. Yeah.
It was interesting. Last night, I saw a video from the locker room. They're celebrating, spraying champagne, and celebrating. And it was Chapel Roan's Pink Pony Pub playing in the background.
Nice.
That's interesting.
Nice.
I mean, it's a great song, but is that a party celebration song?
I don't know, but I will tell you, we're going to have Doug Plagans joining us in about 15 minutes from now. He was on the call last night. Thank you to Billy Lindsay, who stopped by. Dave Hyde stopped by. All those interviews will be up on WQAM.com. If you want to jump in, we got about 7 or 8 minutes now. 305-567-0560 is the number you can call and jump in with us here. as we celebrate the Panthers' back-to-back Stanley Cups. And Omar, we are probably one basketball game away from being in the dead of summer here.
Yeah.
And if you're not a baseball fan, it'll be a quiet time here coming up in the sports world. But a big shout out to the Panthers for taking us at least through late June here. We certainly very much appreciate having something to talk about here in late June for the second straight year as the Panthers repeat. And we are not going back to Edmonton for a game 7, which is a very nice feeling, and especially for our local coverage here. We did not want to get on that that cross-country flight
Cross-continent flight. Yeah,
cross-continent flight. Exactly. So again, if you want to jump in, 305-567-0560. We have a few more minutes to get some calls in. Dan, this guy says Pink Pony Club is the song Edmonton plays in their arena when they win. Panthers were trolling them.
Ah, nice.
There you go. There you go. So a little knowledge for us there here. All right, let's Dan, let's just jump into these calls
here. I don't even know what Pink Pony Club is.
Yeah, I don't either. Who do we got here, Dan?
Let's go to Matt right now. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, look, phenomenal time to be down in South Florida. I agree 100% with Omar, though. This is a South Florida dynasty. If you want to get into the realm of the early 80s New York Islanders and the Gretzky era Edmonton Oilers, loaded with Hall of Famers, and be in that sentence, in that conversation, you got to win one more. However, it takes away nothing if they never win another cup. Because to go back-to-back in this era of free agency and player movement is absolutely unheard of. And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. And, you know, look, I'm not a hockey historian. I don't want to claim to be one here this morning. But this is as impressive as it gets. They've been to the Cup Final now 3 straight years. Like, we're getting towards, you know, pretty rare air here as far as dominance. And to win it twice, like you said. And by the way, to go up against a team that has the best player in the world, you know, maybe the – I don't know where you rank Leon Draisaitl, but I mean, Edmonton's a good team. To go up against them twice, and you know, they had a revenge year this year to try to beat the Panthers. And you know what happened after game 4, you know, the collapse in game 4, and then to come back and just dominate games 5 and 6 is quite remarkable. Dan, who do we have next here?
Let's go to Mike in Valdosta, Georgia. Mike,
hey, Dolphin Mike,
how you doing, guys?
Good, brother. What's going on?
Oh, man, I was up late last night watching the Panthers on TV here, and, you know, it was an amazing thing. I had a couple of my grandsons over with me, and we were jumping up and down on the couch, raising all kind of sane, and, you know, I mean, the Panthers just completely completely dominated the Edmonton Oilers. I mean, they were knocking them off their skates. I saw a highlight of, what was it, Sam Bennett. He went after McDavid, then went after somebody else, then grabbed the puck, went down, and scored a goal. You know, I mean, it was a great game. You know, it was just, what can you say? You know, I just wish I could be at the parade this weekend, but we'll see. I got a grandson's birthday, and if it's on Sunday, well, I guess I won't go.
Don't you miss that grandson's birthday, Dolphin Mike.
Oh, I'll catch up with my wife, and I won't. But you know, these kids, these grandkids, they see me going crazy watching hockey, and you know, and it's just God in heaven. Let's get the Dolphins unwound here. You know, I mean, we got to have another Super Bowl parade here.
Yeah,
but,
that'd be
you know,
nice.
Brad Marchand, just watching him play. I mean, it was just amazing watching this guy up and down the ice. The one goal he had, I think it was game 3. I think it was game 3 or game 5, where he geeked the guy and went left, came back right, and put it right between the goalie's legs. I mean, that was just a sick goal. I mean, the man is amazing. This whole team is amazing, you know, and it's a great front office, a great bunch of guys, and I wish I was down at the elbow room sipping the beer out of the cup. You know, I mean, it's I miss those things in South Florida, but I love living up here. And I'm probably the only Panther fan here in South Georgia, and everybody knows it.
Sounds so good, Dolphin Mike. Appreciate it. Enjoy that grandson's birthday, all right?
I will, brother, and it's good talking to you.
You too, my friend. Thank you, Dolphin Mike there. Dan, who is next?
Jonathan in Boca Raton. Jonathan, it's all you.
Jonathan, you there? Who do we got? Is this the right caller? Caller, you on.
Hello?
Hey, Jonathan, go ahead.
I'm so sorry. Hey, congratulations to the Panthers, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, I have a question for Omar. What do the Dolphins have to do to try to get to this level? Because this is just incredible what they're doing. It's an awesome experience that I get to share with my family last night. But the Dolphins feel like a million miles away from anything close to what the Panthers are doing.
I think you said it perfectly there, and we certainly appreciate the call. I'm not going down that road today.
New leadership.
Yeah, we're not going down that road today. I don't want to hear about the Dolphins. I don't want to talk about the Dolphins. We'll have plenty of time in the next weeks.
Next 4 weeks?
Yeah, I had to talk about what the Dolphins. They're not getting to this level anytime soon. So let's keep it rolling, man. I don't want to do that today. Who do we got next, Dan?
BZ and Boynton. Let's go.
What's up, Hollywood?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Omar, how's it going?
Hey. What's up, BZ?
Hey, I just wanted to call in just to say that it is criminal that our GM Zito has not won the GM award. 5 times running.
He hasn't won the GM award?
He has not. He has been nominated 5 times and has not won. That is insane, is it not?
It is, yes. I'm just guessing those guys don't care anymore.
Wow. Oh, yeah, no, it doesn't matter. We'll take our championships any day. But I will say this, though, we should, in honor of Bill Zito and Maurice, we need to put each a statue, one in front of Yard House and one in front of Cheesecake Factory. I'll put it in on this post.
Sounds good, man. Appreciate the
Sounds
call
like
here.
Sounds like a man likes his
this morning.
Likes restaurants with large menus.
Yeah. Dan, who?
Oh, it's Sawgrass.
Sawgrass.
Okay,
yeah, of course.
My bad.
Omar's not a Broward guy.
I am not a Broward guy.
I've been a Broward guy for like 72 hours, so I'm getting there with you. I'm getting there. Thank you. Thank you for the call, man.
They got a Cheesecake Factory at Aventura.
Cheesecake Factory everywhere. But he's talking about Sawgrass, man. We should put some.
I didn't know.
They should do like a monument alley like they have
the
at
Cheesecake
Yankee
Factory
Stadium.
At Sawgrass?
It's in the outdoor area by the movie theater.
I'm not a Broward guy. Yeah.
All right, we have time to squeeze in like one or two more here. Dan, who do we got next?
Let's go to Marco. He is in Fort Myers.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Top of the morning, guys. Hey, I just wanted to say this. I graduated from Killian back in 86. And, back then we started, a little bit after that, we started going to some of those Panther games. And you guys were comparing earlier, talking about a dynasty. And one of the things that comes to mind is, I mean, I know we probably have to win a few more, but you're talking about like Miami Hurricanes football style of dynasty, man. The way we were getting talked about or being the bullies or whatever of the NHL and, some of the hate that you get on social media and stuff like that. And so I just wanted to say, man, I'm very happy that the Panthers won. It's a great thing for South Florida. I live in Fort Myers now. If I can make my way to that freaking parade on Sunday and to that elbow room, I'll definitely do it. And it's a great morning to be a South Florida fan.
Yes, it is. And thank you for the call. Dan, can we squeeze one more in before we get to Doug?
Yeah, we got my dude Bernie in Miami. Bernie, let's go.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Going to make this one quick, man. Born Miami-Dade County, 92, man. Great time to be born in the sports world. Marlins were coming around. Panthers came around a few years later. We're Cuban, right? We're Cuban. So I remember my dad asking me around 5 years old, what sport do you want to play? Mighty Ducks were big. Panthers were big. I told him hockey, and he scoffed at my face. He goes, you're playing baseball, dude. We're Cuban, you know? But it's just crazy because all the suffering we had, including that 96 Stanley Cup Finals, losing that, all those dark years. I even went to college over in Fort Myers and had a lot of Lightning fan friends. I had a Flyers fan friend. And I always stuck through and through with my squad, man. It was always Panthers. Everybody, well, how are you going to support a bad team? You know, everybody's always going for whoever's winning, the Bruins.
Yeah.
And it just feels good, man. It feels good to stick with your team. It's always about Miami-Dade County. It's always, and I know they play in Broward, you know, but they did start off in the Miami arena.
That's okay, man. They're South Florida's team. That's all right.
It is. I even heard someone on ESPN calling them down there in Miami. I'm like, nah, it's Sunrise. But, you know, it's funny because I remember last year I told my girlfriend, I go, hey, are we? Where do we go when we win? We don't go to Bird Road. We're not going to La 49. You know, definitely not Calle Ocho. I'm like, do we go to Sawgrass Mills? But last night, I remember last year, I didn't know, but people actually did show up to Bird Road. And I don't know if you guys saw any videos, but last night Bird Road was a whole vibe, man. It was crazy. It was awesome. And just a little tidbit for you guys here. So recently had twins born on Valentine's Day four months ago. They just turned 4 months the other day. I did the math the other day. Thank you. They're Stanley Cup babies. They're born about 7.5, 8 months after the final. and I didn't realize it until later, man. It's crazy. And then my girl tells me last night, well, we got two representing the two Stanley Cups. So going to go get them their onesies, see if I can bring them to the parade on Sunday. They're a little young. So
you should be putting another one in the oven now, right?
I said, hey, we're getting a third for this third Stanley Cup. Let's do it. Three.
Nice. Appreciate the call, man. Congratulations on the kids there.
I have a Valentine's Day baby as well.
I said this earlier. I said, if you're under 10, my son is 8. My other one is 3. He does a little too young for any of this stuff. But if you're 10 or under, this is Titletown USA to you. There have been a lot of winning down here. The Heat twice in the finals. The Panthers 3 times, 2 wins. There's been a lot of winning for the younger generation.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nugent-Hopkins, left side Frederick. Now to Nugent-Hopkins here on the near side out front. A chance, and Bobrovsky, a huge save that time on Jeff Skinner. And he keeps the Oilers off the board. The 17th save for Sergei Bobrovsky as he sealed things off at the near post.
Welcome back in here on WQIM. The Panthers celebrating back-to-back Stanley Cups. And the voice you just heard there, Doug Plagans, is going to join us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. Doug, good morning, my friend. Congratulations on another cup and a tremendous season calling Panthers hockey here on QIM. And none better than last night, my friend.
That was amazing. It's still setting in. Thank you. Thanks very much for having me on. I want to say thanks to all of you, and I'm going to be getting in touch with a lot of people, but everybody over at our flagship home, 560 WQAM, for, again, the great work all season long and the support all season long, and helping everybody stay in touch with the team out there. It was another special season, and I hope everybody's just taking it all in, because I remember the last time I was on with you guys, we talked about that idea, and that was, I believe, during the conference final, and we knew that the Panthers still had some boxes to check, but a big part of our conversation was, this is the golden era of Panthers hockey, and you need to make sure you're taking this all in, that you're enjoying it,
yes.
Because what they've accomplished now, especially back-to-back cups, three straight finals appearances, this kind of stuff just doesn't happen in the current age of pro sports. It's rarefied air, and what the Panthers have done here is historic.
And you know, Doug, for me, the most impressive part of this team is that they just don't get rattled, right? Game four was rough. That was a collapse. You know, you had the series, you know, in your hands there, and it slipped away, and you're going back to Edmonton. You're thinking, this could be bad here. They win games five and six and in dominant fashion, but it just doesn't bother them.
So a couple things on that. First off, it just shows you, I know that a lot's been made of the fact that the Panthers led more in terms of minutes leading in this series than anybody's led, I believe, in the modern era, I think all time in the history of the Stanley Cup final, and it's incredibly impressive. But hats off to a very good opponent. The Edmonton Oilers aren't going away. That team's going to be in the mix for a long time to come, too, just like the Panthers are. But it shows an ability that not many in sports have to be able to hit a reset button, because, as you said, that Game 4 loss at home was a tough one. The Panthers had a lead. The lead slipped away. Very uncharacteristic of this team for that to happen. But I think one of the stories of the series then is the way that the team was able to rebound. And the way they played Game 5, they limited Edmonton forwards, some of the most elite in the game, to just 11 shots on goal in Game 5 in Edmonton, nonetheless, and really laid out a defensive blueprint. And once we saw Game 5, I don't know about you guys, but I was pretty optimistic going into Game 6, especially based on how Game 5 went, because that's something this team has been really good at doing the last few years. When they find something that works, they have a really good ability to duplicate it from night to night, and they did exactly that. And the other thing that I thought was a big story in Game 6, the Panthers have been built to outlast teams. They've been built, and they've talked a lot about this. They prepare for every series to go long. They prepare for seven-game series. So they have an ability to wear down an opponent.
Yeah.
And we saw that come into play here. And I thought, oddly enough, even though Edmonton came back and won Game 4, if you just looked at the minutes played totals that some of their players racked up in getting that overtime win, that comeback win in Game 4, you wondered, with a quick turnaround going to Game 5, was that going to take a toll? And the Panthers looked like the fresher team in Game 5, and they absolutely looked by last night like a team that had totally worn down the opponent. And I think that's a hallmark trait of this Panthers team, to be able to outlast an opponent. You know, if you're talking boxing, being able to land a series of body shots after body shot after body shot to just wear down an opponent. And I think that's what we saw over the course of the series. And by the end, I think that the Panthers had just outlasted the Edmonton Oilers, plain and simple.
Now, this is a question for a novice hockey watcher like myself, Doug. I was watching the second period, and the Panthers were checking them into the boards. And you could just see all of the fight just dissipate from the Oilers. Did you is that something that was just my imagination, or did you see it as well?
I saw by the time it got to 3-0, you started to see a pretty deflated looking Oilers team. I think you're pretty accurate in that assessment, because I really thought, and I know it was too early to say it, we all might have been thinking it, but because of the timing of it, when Matthew Tkachuk scored in the final minute of the first period to make it 2-0, I think you saw some of the will of Edmonton get just vanish at that point in time, because they were at a point where they had probably fired just about every bullet that they had at that point, and it just wasn't working against this Panthers attack, and they had probably spent every dollar worth of energy that they had by that point in time, and the Panthers just didn't give them anything as the game went on. And I thought that the early part of the second period was going to be a big tell in terms of what the Oilers had left, because down 2-0, you figured they were going to start going McDavid, Draisaitl every couple of shifts, and the Panthers just didn't let them get to their game. And I thought that was interesting, and a lot was made of it after the media availabilities and after the morning skates the day of Game 6 yesterday. Edmonton's Leon Draisaitl said something to the effect of the Oilers hadn't been able to get to their best game yet. And you're thinking, okay, on one hand, we're going into Game 6. When do you guys plan to bring out that best game? But on the other side, I think the bigger story, the Panthers didn't let them get to it, because the Panthers just play a suffocating defensive style, and the Panthers were able to get they scored 2 goals or more in every first period of the series. When you're letting a team like the Panthers get leads and then play the game they want to play it, and Sergei Bobrovsky was as locked in as he's been, and I don't think enough conversation about Sergei Bobrovsky took place during this run, but the Panthers had everything going. And getting back to that, I know Sam Bennett won the Conn Smythe Trophy, and it probably was a coin flip between Sam Bennett and Brad Marchand. I haven't seen the voting totals. I'm not sure if or when those get released, but it speaks to how good those two guys were, because the Conn Smythe Trophy is obviously, unlike some of the other leagues, it's a playoff body of work award. It's a playoff MVP award, not just a final MVP award. And Sergei Bobrovsky is a future Hall of Famer, and he may have put together his best statistical postseason that he's ever had. And you really didn't hear his name get talked about enough, but he was unbelievable these last couple of months on that run. And that's something else. And I know I've taken your question a few different directions, but it's also something rare with this team when you can look up and down the lineup, whether it was in Game 6 or throughout the entire run, and every player in uniform, every player who stepped on the ice during that run, and then some of the guys who didn't, who were around in practice every day and were part of a numbers game and weren't on the ice every night, or the backup goaltender Vitek Vanacek, who was a total pro during all this and did everything that was asked of him. Every guy had his fingerprints on this in some way or another, and it's just a special team.
Doug Plagans, the voice of the Panthers here on WQAM, is with us. And, Doug, it was funny. We asked this morning, who's the best player on the Panthers? And I don't know that you can answer that question very easily, because you had so many guys step up, and it's such a balanced attack, right? You could go a bunch of different ways with that, but I think that's the great part about this team. Like, with Edmonton, it's Connor McDavid. There's going to be a lot of focus on him. It's all him. With the Panthers, you had, Marchand stepped up, Reinhardt, Bennett, Barkov, you Tkachuk. You have so many different guys that can step up at any given moment.
Well, I'll tell you what, obviously last night, the big game, Sam Reinhardt on a short list of players who've scored 4 goals in a Stanley Cup final game. And then you have Matthew Tkachuk, who had the eventual game winner. And that was set up on a great feed from Etu Luostarinen, who had – he was a beast in these playoffs, too. You go up and down the lineup, you can tell good stories about everybody here. Obviously, Alexander Barkov's skill set is one of the most unique in the National Hockey League as far as the two-way ability that he brings. And in that series, the job he did against Connor McDavid over 6 games, that cannot ever be overlooked. It cannot ever be forgotten, because he was matched up against him a lot. And that's the matchup if you're the Panthers, if you're a Panthers fan, that's the matchup you want. And in handling that role? Do you sacrifice a little bit of offense? Sure, maybe you do. But when you have two forwards on a line like Barkov and Sam Reinhardt, who have two of the highest hockey IQs and two of the best defensive skill sets among forwards in the National Hockey League, that's going to be difficult for an opponent. And we saw how much that came in handy. And it shows how deep this Panthers team is, too, when you're able to have, you know, a guy like Barkov focus so much on the defensive side of the game through a series like that, and you're able to have so much offensive production coming from so many different sources. This Panthers team just showed their depth. It was on full display throughout this entire run.
Doug, I want to thank you for the time, man. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the parade on Sunday, by the way. That should be a whole lot of fun again.
Always fun. Thank you very much. Hopefully it stays a little drier for us this time around. But, hey, rain, shine, whatever the situation is, we will have a heck of a time there at the Stanley Cup Parade.
And we got to rip some hockey cards soon, man. When all this settles down here, we got to have you in studio. We got to rip some hockey cards, all right?
I'm in. You tell me when. Let's do it after the dust settles here. We'll make that happen.
Sounds good, my friend. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Doug Plagans here with us on QAM. I'm gonna rip some hockey cards in here, man. We gotta get Doug in here.
Does it really matter what kind of cards? You'd rip some Pokemon cards.
I'm not a big Pokemon guy. My son loves that stuff, but I am. Yes, it does not matter, Omar. Yes, I will do whatever.
You don't card discriminate.
I don't.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Stanley Cup is the most iconic trophy in sports and the most difficult to win. And while it may be difficult to win once, to do it twice in a row is almost impossible. You can't win it twice in a row unless you have commitment, leadership, passion, a great fan base. And a great organization, starting with Vinny and Teresa Viola, Matt Caldwell, Bill Zito, Paul Maurice, and again, you fans have proven that hockey works in the sunshine. Alexander Barkov, let's do it again.
There you go. The Panthers awarded their second Stanley Cup last night at Amerant Bank Arena. How about that, man? As we welcome you back in, Hollywood Omar Kelly, Dan Day along here with you. My voice has made it, Dan. We're almost at the finish line here. I can feel it going. Fighting through this one here, but we have made it to the finish line just about here. Marcos was out at the elbow room, by the way. He's making his way back to the studio now. He was out at the elbow room. That is where the Panthers are right now. They are pouring beer and champagne on fans, and everyone's having a good old time out there. But, that is a cool celebration going on right now as the Panthers have made some South Florida history here. And funny enough, they were just showing on ESPN the anniversary of the shot. The Ray Allen shot was June 18th, 2013. So on the anniversary of the shot, there you go. So the Panthers winners of back-to-back Stanley Cups. Parade coming to town on Sunday, by the way, down A1A in Fort Lauderdale. We will have another parade.
What advice would you give to the people about the parade?
Get there early.
Well, what about parking?
I would say if I was going to the parade, I would say maybe figure that out in advance. Don't go without a plan.
Okay.
I guess is what I would say. Now, again, as someone who's not particularly familiar with the area, just go have a plan of some sort. Download one of those parking apps. See if you can rent a spot or better yet, get a room somewhere. That probably is the move, by the way, is to get a room in one of those nice hotels over there. But, as far as parking goes, yeah, I would plan ahead, Omar, and get there early would be my best suggestion to people.
You know I don't do Broward, so you don't got to worry about me.
I know. I've heard. Don't you live, on the border anyway? Aren't you close?
I do.
You're close to Broward.
Don't out me. I'll venture into, Pember Pines. That's about it.
Is that considered Broward?
Yeah, that's Broward.
Okay.
Miramar.
Yeah. I'm learning. See, I'm learning now.
Yeah.
Texter says, Barkey and Forsling shut McDavid down. Boy, Connor McDavid was a no-show in the final. They really did an incredible job on him. And that's the thing, that's a top-heavy team. Edmonton. I know they're a good team, but they are top heavy.
Man.
And Draisaitl had a much better series this year than he did last year. But yeah, Connor McDavid was really a no-show.
Yeah, he never really got things going. Barkov, hats off to him for stopping him. But when McDavid did kind of get going, he had a couple of special plays. Sergei Bobrovsky was right there to stop him. So you never felt as though he really got any momentum. I know Bob got some big stops on him too for some of his bigger plays.
Let's see here. 954 says, I've been blessed to be alive for all the South Florida championships, 72 being the first, right? 72, 73. So there are nine total, we figured out. Well, Barry Jackson figured out. There are nine total championships, right? Two for the Dolphins, three for the Heat, two for the Marlins, and now two for the Panthers. So nine total. Texter says, Omar, the Yard House in Sunrise is the pregame spot for the Panthers games. I believe that Yard House is in the Sawgrass parking lot, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. All right. Excellent to know.
That is over there.
If I ever venture across the Broward lines, I'll go over there.
I like that we flipped
through. I did like Sawgrass. They got a nice Adidas store.
We just get a fire Chris Greer in there. Any word on TV ratings, NBA versus NHL finals? We should find out the ratings for Game 6.
I want to know the ratings for Game 6 because they had to be big. They had to be everybody.
So the ratings thing is weird, right? I know Barry had the number. They got a 3, which 3% of people are watching. I don't buy that.
You got to buy that. It's not.
I know. I know he's not pulling the numbers out of his behind here, making them up. But what the hell else is everyone watching last night?
Barry's about as credible as he gets in this business.
What
he
are they
make
watching?
The numbers up.
What else was on last night? I don't even know what was on last night.
You don't watch TV. You watch what you watch on your app or your, you know, your people were watching Love Island. I bet you Love Island made like an 8.
I don't know what that is.
I knew you didn't.
Resign Bennett and Marchand, run it back for the three-peat. Texter says.
I can get behind a run it back.
Texter said, notice how the crowd cheered for Zito. They know how important a competent GM is to success.
Oh, boy.
And
here comes
the Ross is unaware. Hashtag fire Greer.
Yeah. Here comes Chris Gershot. Yeah. I saw that coming a mile away.
I will say, with Zito, everything he's done has worked. Which is like, I would call it luck, but it's very fortunate. I mean, like, he hasn't had a dud.
I want to read a Bill Zito book. I do. Because I don't know what a healthy, well-run organization franchise looks like to build something like that, to build a culture and to build a team like the Panthers have done. I would love to read it.
The Marchand thing is really kind of incredible too, right? Because you bring a guy like that in and you hope that he's the piece that puts you over the top.
Remember, we got Seth Jones from the Blackhawks, and we thought, wow, we got a great one before the trade deadline. We won the trade deadline again, mm-hmm. and then at the last second, you hear Marchand comes in, and you're like, how do we get that much better? Oh, we just the rich get richer.
Yeah, it felt that way. But again, these things have to work, right? I mean, I used the Heat the other day as an example with Terry Rozier. Probably not a great example. But you bring a guy in that you think can help you get over a hump, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
And with the Panthers, I mean, that was the Marchand thing. They don't win. They don't win this championship, I don't think, without him. I think most people would agree with that. You know, and I obviously will never know, but I don't think they win it without him. He was very, very key.
It's not just his play on the ice. It's the way he led the locker room. It's the calm. It's the experience. It's just everything, the coolness he brought to this team. It's just the whole package.
Someone said, does Riley let the Panthers use the trademark three-peat? That's true. Riley owns that. Did you know that?
No, the three-peat?
He owns three-peat. So every time we say it, we have to pay him 5 cents. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
They're going to send us personally a bill for every time.
Okay.
No, so I think every time you use it like on a shirt or something, Riley gets a royalty because he owns three-peat. It's like his thing.
He bought it back with the Lakers when they had won two, and he bought it in advance thinking they'd win three, and they never won the three, but he's reaped the benefits from it over the years.
I got to tell you, too, I got to make a stop. I might have to hit Caneswear on the way home up in Davie. I may need some of this new Panther gear, some of this championship gear. Like, I'm a prisoner of the moment,
man. I
actually
would like
a
Panther jersey.
A jersey?
Yeah, I do. I want a Panther jersey.
Well, they have them. They have them. Why do you got one with the cup patch on it?
Ooh.
You'd really be in business then.
Okay.
We're going to get Omar to some hockey games next year. That's our goal.
I went this year.
We're going to get, did you?
Yes, I did.
All right, well, we're going to get, I'll go
I know
you
you're my ticket master, but yes.
I got you.
I was outside, I went outside your expert, I went outside your ticket, I don't even know what I'm looking for. What word am I looking for?
My ticket brokerage?
Yeah, your ticket brokerage.
My StubHub. Yeah. Everyone I know has hacked Fire Sticks or Black Market boxes. No one pays for cable or TV anymore. Okay. I don't know. That's true.
I mean, that's technically true. I have a guy if you need one.
Can they like report to Barry? Can they send Barry like, hey, listen, count me in on that number. You watch this thing illegally.
So are we saying the ratings were low because all of South Florida has got bootleg cable? Is that what we're saying? Because I do know a guy. If you want to know, Twitter me and I'll hit you up. $250 for the year.
Well, listen, I want to thank everyone for joining us here this morning. We took a bunch of calls, which was awesome. And a lot of texts here as well. Billy Lindsay stopped by. Dave Hyde stopped by. Doug Plagan stopped by.
It was a victory lap.
If you missed any of that stuff, it's all up.
And the callers were great.
The callers were tremendous. On WQAM.com is where you can find all that stuff. We'll be back with you tomorrow. It'll be me and Dan. Omar, you're going to be back with us on Friday, right?
Yes, I am.
All right,
I'm
going to
celebrate my freedom tomorrow.
Maybe on Friday we can address this whole Noah Lyles, Tyreek Hill thing. we have some things to address here.
Yeah.
I think Noah Lyles got a little spooked, man. I think he was a little afraid that Tyreek might beat him, and decided personal reasons came up. I don't want to do this thing anymore because he's got everything to lose, man. He got nothing to gain from doing that.
He should have said it was an injury as opposed to personal reasons.
Well, he came up with the COVID thing, remember, with the Olympics.
Yeah.
He lost the race in the Olympics, and he came up with COVID then. But
I don't know if he was looking for excuse. But I heard somebody say it was money.
When I was working with I Am Athlete,
I got $250,000 for a TO and Brandon Marshall race. Trust me, the money was there.
Well, it's not going to go down, nevertheless. But we'll talk about that with Omar on Friday. This was a fun one, man. And keep it locked here. We're going to have a lot of Panther coverage in the coming days. We'll have the parade for you coming up on Sunday here on QAM as well. So a lot of Panther stuff to get to. Tobin and Leroy are going to take over. Dan, thank you, my friend. This is a fun morning, man. We don't get these too often. So getting to wake up and celebrate a championship here in South Florida.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.